The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good evening, Arizona sports fans. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Hey, don't forget, you can participate in today's conversation by calling us at 1-888-346-9144. Again, that number is 888-346-9144. Now, you know, I'm sorry that we started the show a little bit late today, but we had some technical difficulties with a couple of our guests calling in, and we just wanted to make sure you have the same quality that you're used to. So we finally got some bugs worked out. Our guests are joining us, and we're going to have a great show. Last month, when we were talking, I decided that it was time for me to start to spotlight and recognize different schools around the state by spotlighting programs the entire show. This is just a way for us to reward the programs, coaches, and athletes for all their hard work and effort throughout the seasons. So it's all about giving the kids publicity and recognitions for their efforts. So today we're going to have two guests join us from Mesquite High School Basketball. The program is headed by head coach Tom Salstein, and we're going to have senior point guard Christian Bowers joining us today on the program. So we're going to talk about the Mesquite program. The reason I decided to spotlight Mesquite is because they are off to a phenomenal start to their season. They just came off the holiday tournament circuit. We've been talking about that for the last several weeks, the holiday tournaments. I'm going to have Coach Salstein talk about what they experienced over the last several weeks, because they've had some awesome success, and they're stepping into conference play. Unfortunately for me, they're stepping into conference play on a hot streak and a roll. So it's going to be interesting to see how the program continues to grow throughout the season. So we're going to get some insight into the program. Coach Salstein, you there now?
I am, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, welcome to the show. Now, Coach has been at Mesquite for the last 6 years. He's had some success there. And this year, you guys are off to a phenomenal start, 13-1. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your season up to this point?
Well, we opened up with Hamilton out of Chandler. And, you know, they're a great, very well-coached team with Kevin Hartwig and Sam. And they handed us an opening season loss at home, and then the kids have just kind of stepped up nicely, and we've been on a knock on wood on a 13-game win streak, which has included two region wins, and then we, like you had mentioned earlier, we had the opportunity to play out of state in a national invite in Las Vegas. Had an opportunity to play four teams from outside of Arizona, very athletic teams, high-quality teams, and the kids performed well, and we came away with a championship there, and then we came back after on December 28th and competed in the VisitMesa.com showcase in Mesa, Arizona, and had an opportunity to play a couple Arizona teams and one team out of the city of Chicago, North Lawndale College Prep. And again, the kids have played well, and we ended up going 4-0 undefeated there. So it's been a nice little run we're a good team right now. We're not a great team. We have a lot of things we need to work on. But the kids are coming to practice every day, and they're focusing on what we need to do to get better. So it's going nice right now.
Okay, so now you downplayed that visit Mesa.com tournament just a tad bit, man. I'm not going to let you off the hook there. Now, you had some quality wins in that tournament. You first were matched up with who?
We were first matched up with Scottsdale Horizon. Great ball club. They got Kyle Tresnick, 6'10", senior, who's already signed with Weber State. They got Colin Wood, guard. Just a very special talent. And then they have, I think his first name is Tyler Larson, 6'3", wing player, senior, who's just tough as nails. And it was nail-biter. We ended up winning by 3. Then we had the opportunity to play against Chicago Lawndale Prep, and they had a 7-footer who is, my understanding, is getting a lot of looks from some Big Ten schools in the Midwest. And then we played Chandler High School, coached by Mike Ellsworth. And since I've been at Mesquite, they've been nothing but thorns in our side. They are just relentless. And then the last game on New Year's Eve, we matched up with, St. Mary's from downtown Phoenix, coached by Dave Lopez, and just another collection of phenomenal athletes and basketball players, George Matthews and those guards and DDA in the post. We got down early. We were down by 13. The kids never lost their cool. They never lost their focus. Cut it to 5 at half. And then, again, led by Christian to start the second half, our defense just took over, and we ended up taking the lead. So it was nice.
Yeah, you guys have had some very good wins. I mean, I got a chance to see you guys play a couple times during the Visit Mesa.com tournament. And now let's talk a little bit, because you went to Vegas, so let's talk about the Vegas tourney a little bit. I understand that you came back not only with the wins and the championship, but you had the tournament MVP. And did you have somebody else named to the all-conference team or the all-tournament team?
Chris, Isaiah Strong was the tournament MVP. Josh Shemaya and Christian were both named to the all-tournament team.
Okay. So you came back with some good hardware and recognition for your program. So congratulations on that. But now you guys also did something that was very exceptional this year. You went out to didn't you go to was that the Each One Teach One?
Yeah, that's the Vegas tournament is the Amari Stoudemire Each One Teach One.
Okay, so let's talk about the purpose of that tournament and what the philosophy is about that tournament.
In regards to their standpoint, it's run by the Amari Stoudemire Foundation, which is used to generate funds to help kids worldwide and to promote education and to promote family. So the idea of the tournament is very special in regards to us being teachers, because that's what we do on a daily basis. The benefit to our program was that the kids were, you know, they were in bonding with each other. It forced them to stay in hotel rooms with one another and to hang out with one another, and it gave them an opportunity to just bond as a team and to develop team chemistry, and I think that in the long run will help us.
Okay. So now let's talk about some of your earlier season wins, because I know you guys, after losing to Hamilton, you kind of pulled off a couple wins that were tight wins. Am I correct? You had some pretty good games after that.
We had North Canyon from at home, and then we had Marcos Denise at home on a Saturday that was rescheduled because the Marcos football team was playing in the state semifinals on the Friday that we were supposed to play. And what it enabled is a lot of coaches throughout the area to get a free scout on us. So they saw that we didn't play a whole lot of defense because the final score was 90-80.
Yeah, it was up there.
But they did see, some of our kids and what they can do, and I'm talking mainly at that point is our backcourt made up of Christian, Isaiah Strong, and Jason Gerritsen.
I was going to say you have a three-pronged guard attack, which when they get hot, it's lights out, man. I mean, we experienced that firsthand in the game against Highland. When your guards got going, the game got kind of scary.
The nice thing is those three are good friends, and they hang out with one another, and they're learning to bond and play well with one another and feed off of one another.
So now let's talk about your big fella, because your big fella, Josh, he's a senior, correct?
Correct, sir.
And he's been injured for a bit, hasn't he?
Not
particularly this season, but he's coming back off of an injury over the summer.
Yeah, he a little dinged up. He's got some knee problems. He's had four elbow injuries. He had hardware placed in his elbow. Then I believe it got infected, and then it got taken out. Prior to arriving at Mesquite in eighth grade, he had some heart surgery. The kid has made some phenomenal strides. When he walked on campus 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago as a freshman, he came to us 6'9", 330 pounds. He's now 6'11", 7', 265 pounds. So he's lost 65, 70 pounds, gotten himself in shape. He is unbelievably skilled. He's got great hands. He's a great passer. Very unselfish. He is right-handed, but when his right elbow got hurt, he taught himself how to shoot left-handed. He can bury a three-pointer left-handed or right-handed. And something clicked inside of him during the second game of the tournament in Vegas. And since that time, he's had a double-double in points and rebounds every game since then. So he's really coming to play, and it's just been a huge benefit to us.
Well, that's excellent, Coach. Now, Isaiah Strong, let's talk about him for a second, because, you know what, that kid is, he plays hard nonstop. He's always going. He's like the Energizer Bunny on the court, just much like Christian, but we're going to talk about Christian in a minute. But I want to focus on Isaiah for a second. Now, has he been your leading scorer this season?
I think overall he is averaging about 21 or 22 points. Christian's up at 17 or 18, and Jason's right there as well at about 16 or 17. So they're all pretty close.
Yeah. Now, Isaiah, I've seen Isaiah just go unconscious. Like, who was it you guys were playing? Wasn't the Horizon game? I guess it was the Chicago Lawndale Prep team. Isaiah went crazy. He just went lights out. What was his stats for that game? Do you remember off the top of your head?
I do remember his three-point shooting, because against Horizon the first night he went 2 for 10, and then he came back Tuesday afternoon and went 7 for 10 from beyond the arc.
Yeah, that was the big difference in that game.
That was
a huge difference in that game.
That was.
They couldn't do anything to stop him. He was hitting shots, falling away in the corner. I remember one shot, I was like, wow.
Yep.
And he kind of had a night like that against us where he was hitting early on and then late in the fourth quarter, too. And that was a great region game. You guys also have played who in region?
One of your
region wins was against Highland, and your other one was against, was it Corona?
At Corona.
Corona, okay. So right now you guys are sitting atop the conference, and we start back up tomorrow. Who do you guys tip off against tomorrow?
We have Mountain View at home tomorrow, and then we travel to Gilbert on Friday.
Okay. Easy week then, right?
Yeah. As you know, that our region and East Valley basketball is easy every night. So.
Yeah. I was just looking at our region the other day and noticed that I think it was four or five of the teams in our conference are in the top 10 teams in the state. With you guys now being the number one seed or number one ranked team in the state, so congratulations.
I appreciate the kind words, but Our kids will tell you, and Christian will tell you if, when you get a chance to speak with him, that we talk to them every day. Coach Hill and I talk to them every day that it doesn't matter where you're ranked on January 4th. It matters where you're ranked the morning after the state championship game, and that's the day that you want to be ranked number one.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Tom, because my next question. What? I'm sorry?
Not to downplay being ranked number one. You know, it's special for the kids, but they know that they have a lot of work to do to achieve their ultimate goal.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that leads me to my next question, Tom. What is your program's ultimate goal? I mean, do you guys, you know, have you set a goal to win state, or do you set a goal just day by day to continue to work hard? What is your program goal right now?
I think that's a that has an answer, two answers. Our we have a daily goal, and that's to get better every day. We have a game goal, and that is to be the hardest working team on the floor every night that we suit up. And then we have our ultimate goal that we talked about, the first real practice that we have once we finish tryouts. And that was to cut down the nets this year. And that's, you know, I think every team should have that goal. Every program should have that goal. But that is our ultimate goal, along with the other two that we mentioned.
Well, I know this year you guys are definitely one of the favorites at this point in the season. I mean, you guys are on a tremendous roll, 13 straight, going back into conference play. I know that people are looking at North High School also and Mesa. So it's not 5A1 this year is not going to be a cakewalk for any team. It seems like there's a lot of competition at this level. So it's going to be interesting when the playoffs tip off and see how things continue to develop. Now, Christian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this young man is a senior point guard, Christian Bauer. I got a chance to get to know Christian last year during the underclassmen All-Star game when I had the privilege to coach that game, and he was on that squad. And I tell you what, I'm going to take a second and just say what I think about this young man as a young man. He's a very intelligent young man. He works very hard. He's all heart. And I tell you what, the kid is as quick as can be, and he's a smart basketball player. So I know that I have a few college coaches that listen to this show on a regular basis because I get emails and we kind of text back and forth. So, guys, if you're looking for a true point guard, and I mean a true point guard because that's what I think Christian is, He's that guy that knows how to get to the basket, but will look to get to the basket to get a bucket. So the next time he goes to the bucket, he can get it to the guy who's rolling off of the pick or flash into the basket. So that's my take on this kid. And I'm glad to have you on the show, Christian. And I'm glad that you're having a good season so far. You know, I'm only rooting against you in two games during the year. So welcome to the show, kid.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So tell me about your season at this point from your perspective.
I think our first game we had some trouble. We just learned how to play with each other. We hadn't got a game in. And then ever since then we bonded together and just learned how to play with each other and learned to fill in for players to fill in roles. And ever since then we've been clicking together.
Okay. Now your experience in Vegas. Against some of the teams you played against. Talk to me about some of those teams. Who was one of the teams you played against up in Vegas?
One of the teams we played against was the 4A runner-up state champions, Palo Verde. And
okay.
They were just a real tough school, full-court pressure all game. And that was one experience that was different from Arizona basketball, is that I faced full-court pressure every night out there. And their style of play is real up-tempo, and it was something that we like to do, so.
Okay. Now, I know we're getting ready to come up on a break here in the next minute or two, but I want to make sure that I get this in. So now you're telling me that when you guys were up there, because this is something that we heard also last week when we were talking to sophomore power forward Danny Powell from Mesa, he was telling us that over in California, it was pressure full court from tip to buzzer. Now, we're going to talk about that and how you handled that when we come back from the break.
Okay.
This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovell. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Something happening, yeah.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
When you become pregnant, there are all kinds of questions out there, and there are almost as many answers. It seems that everyone is an expert before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after the baby is born. Why not get information in little pieces with experts and parents that will inspire and intrigue you? Pregnancy.org Live, Before, During, and After, hosted by Molly Bauer, General Manager and Publisher of Pregnancy.org, will bring you the expert information you need. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We are family.
Our past lives hold the key to our present and future lives. The process of uncovering past life memories help us understand ourselves, heal grief, create more meaningful relationships, and evolve and grow spiritually. Let Your Past Will Open Your Future with host Michelle Brock help you discover that key. Included in the discussion will be reincarnation, hypnosis, dreams, meditation, and symbolism. Tune in to Your Past Will Open Your Future, live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoy Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoy Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are back highlighting the, we're spotlighting the Mesquite Wildcats basketball program. On the show with us today, we have Coach Tom Saulstein, and we have senior point guard Christian Bowers on the phone with us right now. So, Christian, you and I were talking right before the break about the difference that you experienced between Arizona basketball and out-of-state basketball. Why don't we go ahead and pick up where we left off there?
Okay. In Vegas, I mean, we faced full-court pressure night in and night out, and one of the advantages we have playing with three guards is we can get the ball and run, and that's what we're real good at. But when we had a team, we had every team playing us full-court defense. It really helped us develop our half-court offense because we couldn't run and get the ball. We had to get it up court and then set back up. So that was one advantage of going out to Vegas and facing that kind of pressure. It really helped us develop our half-court offense.
Okay. So now tell me this as a point guard. What's one of the things that if you had some younger kids listening to the show right now, freshmen, sophomores, 8th grade, 7th grade kids listening to the show right now, What's one of the things that you, throughout your development, because I know your dad's been your coach, man, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know your dad. Your dad's a great guy. He's been your coach for a long time, and I know he's been drilling in your head certain things. What is one of the things now, looking back, that you feel younger kids listening to the show need to develop to have that point guard skill that you have?
One thing I definitely think they need to develop is a pull-up jumper. You got to be able to get that off. Once you make the defender start respecting your shot and making them close out on you once you're wide open, it makes it a whole lot easier to get to the hole. So if you have that mid-range pull-up when you're going and they're playing you real hard to the hole, you could just pull up for a jumper. And that's one thing I think any young point guard should start working on right now.
Okay. Now, your ball handling skills is another thing that I find separate you from some of the other guards in the state. I think that you have a very good hesitation move to the basket, and that comes from being able to handle the basketball and know where the ball's at all times. Is that something you work on constantly?
It is something I worked on constantly. Like, I always try to develop one strong move that I can resort to, and the hesitation was one that came natural to me.
Okay. So now tell me this. Let's talk about some of your teammates right now, because I know that you guys are playing pretty well together right now. You're clicking. You're gelling as a team on the court. Talk to me about off the court. Do you guys hang out? Guys,
off the court, we're almost all of us are friends off the court. I mean, we hang out. None of us have any problems with each other. But off the court, we all are real good friends with each other.
Okay. Let's talk about some of your basketball goals, Christian. What are some of your goals for basketball?
For
you personally.
For me personally, my goal has been to lead the state in assists, and I also want to leave Mesquite with the most assists in a career. And I like to pass the ball, so my goal is to break all assist records at Mesquite.
Okay.
And then another personal goal is just to lead my team to a state championship.
Okay. Now, do you want to play college ball?
Yeah, I do want to play college ball.
Okay. Now, are you right now getting any looks?
I'm getting looks from D2 schools, nothing real serious. There's a school in North Dakota, a JUCO D1 school, that's been looking at me, but, I mean, nothing real serious.
Okay. Now, academically, you've got everything handled, right?
Yeah, I do.
And so you should be able to get into college and play ball. So somebody out there has got to be looking for a true point guard, and if they are, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about your goals for the rest of the season as a team. How do you guys handle, and maybe Coach, you can chime in on this too, how are you guys handling the success you have, but yet staying in a space where not getting too big-headed, not starting to think that when I step on the court, these other teams are going to just kind of bow down to us because we're on this magic roll right now? How are you guys handling that?
You want me to go, Christian? You want to go?
You can go ahead. I'll go after.
Well, we came home, the tournament ended in Las Vegas on December 23rd. I think we got home close to midnight that night. We had practice the next day, Christmas Eve day, at 9 a.m. I got to school at 8 a.m. to prepare, and the first thing I did was put the trophy in the athletic director, Mr. Scanio's office. That was done with. All right, that was yesterday. Yesterday ended last night. So that's the attitude that we're taking. What we accomplished at visitmesa.com, that ended, at 9:15, I believe, or so on New Year's Eve night. And I told the guys, enjoy this, but at 11:59 or 12:01, we start again. Go get him a new phone. And we understand what this region is about. Tuesday night, we're facing Gary Ernst and Mountain View High School. Coach Ernst has over 700 career wins and 6 state championships. Friday night, Guilford High School, our biggest rival, Jay Casario, phenomenal coach. Every night we hear it. We have a coach and a team that's well coached. Basher with Brad Pinner, Highland with Scott Lovely, Corona with Sam Duane Jr. The gym that he plays in is named after his dad. Dobson with Rick McConnell. I don't know if I've forgotten anybody. You know, it's night in and night out. It's a war, so we can't rest on our laurels and say, okay, we've done this. No, we haven't done anything. Our ultimate goal is not achievable, or it hasn't been achieved.
Okay, so now that's from a coach's perspective, and I respect that, Tom, because you know what? That's the stuff that we all teach as coaches. Yes, okay, we've done that. Let's move on. Next thing, we have not reached the goal now. Yet we know that there are teams out there that have had this type of success and fall apart because their egos, guys start getting bigger egos. Guys start getting upset because somebody else is getting more points. Somebody else is getting more shots. I'm not getting this. I'm not getting that. He got this. So how is it you guys, as a team Christian, are starting to handle the success and not falling apart?
I think up to now, we've accepted our roles. Like, the reason of our success is because players have been filling in their roles. And like Coach Shaw said, when we come into practice after every win, I mean, they always tell us yesterday and last night it's time to get back to work. And that's one thing that has really stuck in our heads. If we get a good win, the next day we come in, that win is no longer, like, we're no longer thinking of it. We're ready to get back to work and get better.
Okay.
Let me add one more thing.
So you guys are keeping it pretty down low.
Let me add one more thing real quick.
Okay.
We give our guys, before every game, the day before, we give them what we call a ready sheet, scouting report. And at the top of every one of those, it always says, it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. We have a goal board, and we have certain goals. But offensively, one of those goals is that we have a minimum of 4 guys in double figures every night. Now, we don't always reach that goal, but those are our goals. A team is not built on one guy scoring 40 points and then the rest chipping in with 2 and 4. It's built with 4 or 5 guys getting 12 to 15 points a night and, 4 or 5 guys getting 8 to 12 boards a night and 4 or 5 guys getting 6 to 10 assists a night. So that's what we try to teach. And we also have guys, Steve Hansen, for example, who is a senior, has been in the program for 4 years, doesn't play, hasn't played but maybe 5-10 minutes total in 14 games, but yet day in and day out, he's one of our hardest workers in practice, pushes Christian every day, pushes Isaiah every day, pushes Jason every day to help them be better, because he's buying into the team. Omar Ali, the same thing. Matthew Gray, thing. Those guys aren't getting the minutes that they'd like to get, but yet every day in practice, they're busting their tail to make the other guys better. So I think those are things that are helping contribute to us getting better.
Okay. So now I was looking at the website the other day, your Facebook page, as a matter of fact. You have a pretty big following for your Facebook page, Coach.
I'm sorry. Go again.
I said you guys have a pretty big following for your Facebook page. You guys have a Facebook fan page.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know that. I didn't know we had a Facebook page. I apologize for that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff on that page. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Now, you guys, Coach, you've been there for how long now?
This is my sixth year.
So your sixth year there, and you've cultivated an atmosphere where parents and athletes, and we'll talk about this after the break, but you've got parents, athletes, and graduates and students that have graduated still following your program on the Facebook page. And we'll talk about that and the atmosphere that you've created at Mesquite in just a second.
Okay.
This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this message.
There's a man. Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all.
Free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and today we are spotlighting the Mesquite Wildcat basketball program over in Gilbert, Arizona. And we're interviewing, joining us on air today is senior point guard Christian Bauer and head coach Tom Salstein. We were just going, right before we went to break, I was just actually informed Coach that his program has a Facebook page, which is great because it has a lot of good information on it, and shows the program atmosphere is more of a family atmosphere. So I wanted to kind of get back to that, Coach. Now, you've been there for 6 years, and obviously, you know, after looking at this Facebook page, I can see that you have a community group of people that follow your program. Adults, there are students on there, there are former students at Mesquite that are friends on that Facebook page. It's a pretty nice page. So why don't you talk to me a little bit about the atmosphere that you as a coach have tried to cultivate at Mesquite High School?
We have definitely tried to involve the community in things that we do. We, you know, for example, we put together what we call a game day program. It's for our both boys and girls basketball players. And we go out throughout the community and try to get their support and sell some ads. And some of them, you know, for example, Buffalo Wild Wings right around the corner. We do something with them halftime of our games. They come over and they run some promotional stuff where they get people out of the stands to come out and shoot and try to win wings and things like that. And it's not just the home stands, it's the visiting stands as well. So it builds more of a support type thing for the kids, and we want to try and get our pep band involved so that each night we can get a big following and pack the stands. We have a very phenomenal parent booster club. I don't even know all of the people involved. I know Julie Gerritsen and Renee Miller are two of the front runners in terms of going around and raising money for the kids so that they can, get them a meal on the way to a game, those type of things. We have great administrative support. All the assistant principals, the principal, our athletic director, in my eyes, and you know him well too, Mr. Anthony Scanio, is the best athletic director in the East Valley, just for the time that he puts in and the dedication that he has to the kids. But all of that helps build what we have in the community. In regards to the former players, we have guys come in to talk to different players all the time. This year, Sam Zepeda, who graduated last year and is playing at Chandler Gilbert, has come to talk to the kids. Ryan Weibel, who finished up his 4 years of playing in undergrad at Hendricks College and is now getting his Ph.D. in chemistry at the University of Memphis. He came home to visit for 2 days over the break and stopped in and talked to our guys. And we've always told them that once you leave the program, you've never left the Mesquite family. You'll always be a part of the Mesquite family. So those are nice things. In the summer, during summer camp, some of the former players, Will Donahue, who's playing at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Kevin Gallus, who's playing football at Colorado School of the Mines, Gavin Edwards, who's playing at University of Connecticut, they'll pop in and say hello and chat with the kids, and it promotes that family atmosphere and that positiveness that we need to continue to grow.
Well, Coach, you know what? It sounds like you got some good stuff going, and now it's starting to show up in your record this year. And I wish you luck, with the exception of one more game. I have to say, Coach, that was a fun battle at your place. Unfortunately, we came out on the bottom end of that. But, I did have fun coaching in that game.
Well, like I told you earlier, every night in our conference, it's going to be a battle. And it's always been very hard for me to coach against Sammy Duane, very good friend of mine. And the reason that is because, I want to win every game. And I want my friends to win every game, too. So I don't want anybody to lose, but I'm friendly with all the guys. You, Brad Pinner, Rick McConnell, Gary Ernst, the list goes on. Kevin Hartwick at Hamilton. And I know that they work their tails off to make their teams the best that they can be, just like we're doing. And so it's going to be a battle every night. And then at the end of the night, it's fun to go through the line and shake hands and tell the kids that they've done a great job. And when you get to the coach, not only shake his hand, but give him a hug. And I think that's good for our profession, and I think it's good for our sport as well.
Well, Coach, thanks for being on the show. Christian, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, good luck to you guys the rest of the way. Everybody, Mesquite basketball can be found on Facebook. I'd go be a fan.
Thanks.
Check them out tomorrow night against Mountain View at home, and then over at Gilbert High School on Friday night. Mesquite 13-1 at this point, ranked number one in the state. They've got some things going on over there. You might want to take a look. I know that those three guards, when they get hot, man, the gym goes crazy, and it just seems to feed and feed and feed. As soon as they start to go on a frenzy, you're in trouble. So it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch as long as you're not the other coach. man, I tell you, boy, basketball season is in full swing. We have just hit conference play. Things are starting to really heat up. You've got North High School. You've got Mesa High School. You've got Basha High School. You've got Dobson High School with their first loss just this last tournament they were in at the visitmesa.com. They went into that tournament undefeated and kind of went on a slide there, but they're going to be bouncing back stronger than ever. You've got a lot of teams right now in the hunt at the 5A1 level, and then down below you've got the 5A2 is not any. There's no joke there either. It's a lot of stuff, man. So if you're a basketball fan and your team's not playing one night, get out and see somebody else. You know, basketball season is just the best time of year for me. I love it. Well, this is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We want to thank Mesquite High School for joining us tonight, the basketball program there, Coach Salstein and Christian Bowers. You know what? Don't forget, leave it better than you found it. This is the Coach Scott Lovely. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner. We're out. Peace.
There's a man with a gun over there.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game, if it don't mean nothing, what is game?
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.